From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has appeared in a military court today for the first time since being freed last year in a controversial prisoner swap with the Taliban. As NPR's David Welner explains, Bergdahl was arraigned on charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy.
At the Fort Bragg, North Carolina hearing, Bergdahl declined to choose between a military jury or a judge for deciding his fate at a general court-martial. Colonel Daniel King is an Army spokesman.
The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea at this time. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
The next scheduled hearing is January 12th. Bergdahl faces a possible punishment of up to life in prison for having walked away from his unit in Afghanistan in 2009. That prompted a massive search by fellow soldiers after he was captured by the Taliban and held nearly 5 years until being swapped for five Taliban captives. David Wallen, NPR News, Washington.
An Oregon woman, authorities say, deliberately drove her car onto a crowded sidewalk on the Las Vegas Strip earlier this week, killing one woman and injuring nearly three dozen other people, has now been charged with murder. Officials say 24-year-old Lakeisha Holloway, who'd had a toddler with her in the car at the time of the incident, is also being charged with leaving the scene of a collision and child abuse or neglect. Holloway has been ordered held without bail and has a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow morning. The Greek capital is struggling to find shelter for thousands of migrants who have been refused entry by neighboring Macedonia. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. Some migrants are being housed in empty sports arenas.
Greek officials say two migrant camps in Athens are already full. Another 500 migrants, mainly families from Iran, Yemen, and North Africa, are staying at a former field hockey arena. Municipal authorities say they're reluctant to shelter young male migrants traveling alone. Some migrants turned away from camps have ended up sleeping rough at a central city square called Victoria. It's also a place to buy fake Syrian and Afghan passports. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia decided last month to only allow Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis pass its borders. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Sales of previously owned homes took a sharp dip last month. The National Association of Realtors reporting today, November home sales fell 10.5% to a seasonally adjusted 4.76 million units. The falloff in existing home sales was the largest in 19 months, though for all of this year, the market has been fairly strong, with sales likely to be up 5% for the year. One factor that may be slowing sales somewhat is the fact home prices have shown little sign of coming down. An up end to the week, or the day for Wall Street, rather. The Dow has gained 165 points to 17,417. The Nasdaq was up 32 points. The S&P 500 rose 17 points. You're listening to NPR. State police in Arkansas say that Interstate 49 is now being reopened following a series of chain reaction crashes that killed three people and injured seven more. The first collision occurred at around 11:45 Monday with some 160 miles southwest of Little Rock when a tractor-trailer headed south was struck from behind. 10 other vehicles were involved in that crash. At roughly the same time, three tractor-trailers in the northbound lanes collided across the median. Police have been investigating whether fog may have played a role in the crashes. NASA says it will suspend the next planned mission to Mars because of a faulty instrument. NPR's Joe Palca reports the mission called InSight was supposed to launch next March.
InSight was intended to be the first mission to Mars to explore the interior of the planet. To do that, the spacecraft was supposed to carry an extremely sensitive seismometer that could detect even the tiniest tremor inside the planet. But the instrument had been experiencing a series of vacuum leaks that would have compromised its accuracy. The French space agency that made the instrument decided that it would not have time to fix the leaks before the scheduled launch date, so NASA has had to suspend the mission. The decision will mean a significant delay. That's because the orbits of the Earth and Mars are only aligned in a way that makes a launch possible every 26 months. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Here's to be a play on the popular Sober Ride service offered in many communities around the holiday time, where people who may have been drinking can get a cab ride home. Now a 22-year-old University of Connecticut student has come up with his own ride booking business catering to partying college students. Lance Graziano says drivers are trained and the vehicles undergo safety inspections. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.